Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
We are faithful, but by faith and not by faith. With my family, and I am actually traveling off the road. So if my signal is a little spotty, it is because I'm heading into Virginia, or further into Virginia, to celebrate the life of one of our past, my dear friend, Lynette. Thanks, Lightfoot, and it's been quite a season of loss and bereavement for so many people, keeping my sister, Soros, of Don't Sit With Data in prayers. They just lost their friends who have lost loved ones, as I remind us all the time. Every day is a gift, and when our loved ones, friends, associates transition, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate. Their bodies may transition, but their spirit never dies. So just continue to lift all those in our faith and our community in prayer for strength as they may be going through times of challenge and bereavement. We also want to pray for those who are dealing with any sort of sickness, illness, recovery. So I'm hoping that as you hear me this morning, you can hear that we also want to keep in prayer our Uncle Vinny. I thank God for his continued healing, and our clubhouse entourage. Dr. Smile is in the listening lounge recovering and getting her strength back. So we continue to pray for her and just for all of you who might have someone that you know or love that's in a similar position that they are recuperating from procedures or from illness. And we know that God is a healer. So as we start this day, I also want to say thank you for all of the kind birthday shout outs and love that you shared last week. I am so glad we have replays so that I can go back and just continue to digest the beauty in our fellowship. And you know how I feel. It's Libra season. So I am still celebrating all month long. So pray my strength. But I thank God for each and every one of you for being here, being a part of our fellowship every single Saturday, that we come together to just pause, to give God praise, to share in our testimony. We overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So I just want to share with you all that God is still in the healing business. He's still in the way making business. He said he shall supply all our needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So with God, there is no lack. And no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, we can stand on his promises of yes and amen. So I want to read one of the excerpts this morning from Command Your Morning for October 11th. Plant thought seeds. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That's 2 Corinthians 9:10. As in every seed, life-giving power resides in every spoken word. The principle illustrates how the spiritual law of incubation and manifestation works. Everything you see in the natural begins as a spiritual seed. That is, as a thought. When you plant a seed in the ground, you do not know what is happening with it until it pushes through the soil. There will be days and even weeks you might think nothing is happening at all, but it is growing and sprouting and getting ready to bear fruit. Prayer is the same way. What we do in secret may even be secret from us for a time, but when it manifests and sprouts, God will be glorified in it before all men. I thank you, Lord, that you are always working on my behalf, even when I can't see the results, I remain steadfast in prayer today, knowing that in due season I will bring about your purposes in their correct time. I will wait patiently for you, knowing the answer is on its way. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, isn't that a word? The seed, the thought, the manifestation. That's a whole sermon. So when you hold on to your relationship, as you build your relationship with God and you pray those prayers, they're continuing to grow, and the manifestation of the answers come with the steadfastness in you not getting weary in well doing, not despising small beginnings, but continuing to stay steadfast in prayer with an anticipation of a good report. So I hope that blessed you as it blessed me, as we see the hand of God move in our lives, the things that we have prayed for, the things that we have been earnestly contending for, the faith that we stand in, that knowing that God is in control. So I also want to ask you all to keep PLC McKinney in prayer as he's recovering as well. And just keep him lifted as you think about him. We want to continue to lift up Mother Gwen. I know that she has had a lot going on as well. And Mother Joe. So we just lift up all the elders in the room and pray for everyone's strength. For our moderators this morning, our Carmen is getting ready to speak on platform today. So we pray that God will continue to give her the downloads and the wisdom as she shares. Thank God for the Jason Hodge for continuing to always be an anchor and lift up each and every one that he works with in community to support them in their various endeavors as he continues to launch more of these programs through Mastering Your Media, Understanding AI. Just click on the link above so you can see how to take advantage of his recent training. And of course, my hubby, thank God for him holding it down to connect us in studio so we could all be here today. And let me see if I can get here we go. So Clubhouse Auntie, our Dr. Roz in the building, Kayla, Silas Dean, Josie, Namesake, how you doing, Stacey, Katie, Ladina, Darby, Hey, Myra, Janet, Darren, Daryl, Dr. Viva, Factory Lady, Gina, Margot, IK, and Freedom. Thank you all for stopping in and being in the fellowship this morning as we're almost the halfway point, can't believe that, of the best month of the year, the month of October. But praying for everyone as we are in the fourth quarter, that we continue just to see God's face, to stand on his word and on his promises of yes and amen. And that I just realized my little cough drops, I just left them in the room with me, but that my voice will be in proper order as I get ready for this ceremony. But I just thank God for today. I thank him for just seeing past our faults, seeing our needs, seeing our heart's desire, that he doesn't make any mistake, and he gives us strength when we feel like we don't have any, right? Because it's not our power or might, but through his Holy Spirit, that he gives us the ability and the capacity to do the things that we do. So Jason Hodge, let's see if you all can still hear me. We're getting ready to pull off the highway now. Mm-hmm. And, okay, you can. Awesome. I need a new headset too, bro. That's what I mean. But God is good, and there's so much that I do want to share, but I will pause for a moment to let you share, bro. And we're going to keep this room probably back in the old days of maybe 30 minutes, maybe under an hour. That'll be a miracle. Mm-hmm. Since we are always in the Holy Ghost after party up in here.
Right.
But I truly am just grateful for the way the testimonies that come forth out of our fellowship continue to strengthen, continue to encourage, and continue to stand as a testimony to the goodness of God. And that's what our life is, right? May our whole life prove that God is good. So how you doing, bro?
You know, I'm doing really good. And, you know, of course, this week we are in Sukkot. So it's been really awesome to chill out. Amidst getting some things done, but we've been really reflecting on this Feast of Tabernacles and just watching everybody do their thing, everybody growing. The boys are getting ready for this year's performances for Nativity. And, you know, I've started to do more live streams myself because, you know, it's been a moment since I've gone live and started just producing content that is more centered around AI and things like that. And so I said, okay, it's time to knock the rust off of the rust.
There is no rest there.
Right.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get.
There you go. That's right. So, yeah, so I've been doing more of those. And so I am participating in Shanice's 30-day video challenge where you do a video a day. And last night was one of those nights where I was like, you know, I could probably do it later on today. And I said, now let me get it done now. So before I laid my head down, I said, let me do this. And it was good. It felt really good to, you know, get back in the saddle. So that's going on. And then I've got the things going on with the culinary aspect of the network. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, we've got some things happening coming up in November. So we're ramping up for that with Junebugs. They are the category sponsors. So folks will be making sandwiches using the sauce and being innovative with that. So we're getting that all geared up and all the graphics and stuff ready. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of work. You know, I'm excited to see what happens where that's concerned. And, you know, I'll be there filming it to capture some great opportunities to expand the brand.
I love it. And I love that you bug watching
pretty good.
All of the development and see what my nephews are doing with you. This is good.
Yeah.
It's definitely an opportunity to be a part of the behind the scenes development of this brand expansion. And the different ways of capturing her story.
Mm-hmm. And you know, your nephew shot his first film. He was cinematographer and creative. I don't know how to even describe it. Matter of fact, hopefully he is not as horizontal as his father is today, and he'll come up and say some things. But yeah, he shot a film. His friend brought him in on a project, and they submitted it to a film festival. And I was like, okay, wait a minute, you're doing like the real stuff. And yeah, he did a great job. I mean, a great job. Yeah, you will absolutely love it.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, we are literally pulling up into the church right now, so I might have to be a little quiet for a bit and then come back on once I get the instructions. But to see, and I think that what I read this morning about the seed, right, and the thought and planting it, we overlook just how important it is. When you have that thought, that download,
that's
and you pray over it, it doesn't always, you know, happen immediately.
That's right.
It takes time for it to grow, for it to be watered, for the sunshine, and all the things that go along with the development. So I think that is just timely. I'm going to mute for a moment because they need to move me off the bus and get into the church.
All right.
So I see the factory lady up, so I'm going to turn it over to you, my brother.
All right, sis.
Okay.
All right, so we've got the factoring lady. Hey, Pat, how you doing, sis? Mike is
yours. Morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Peace morning. And blessings. Just a quick share, and I want to say what I'm grateful for, and then I'll yield my mic. I have an event that I'm going to this morning, getting ready to go to. With regard to like sharing testimonies and so forth, just super, super proud of our youngest one. You all heard me mention Amani. That's the one that's had some, you know, mental health challenges and, you know, growing pains and all that. So, the long short of the story is that she wanted to participate in some sort of run club, you know, a place that she can, she wanted to do it herself, but she was, she knows it's not safe to be, you know, out there in the streets alone, female. And so in the city, Houston, there's, you know, there's all kind of clubs such as that, but she lives really far in the rural kind of, what do you call it, college area. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing like that. And so she just created her own. Like, she went to Facebook. She's got so far over 100 people. And she just like did it all professional. And her her first day, what do you call it, like a grand opening, if you will, she had sponsors. And nice. She had and then with that sponsor, which is her employer, I'll state, she also had, State Farm. My husband's correcting me. State Farm. It's early, guys. It's early. Also, through that network, there is a local business that is partnering with Nike. And so they want to partner with her, and they're working side by side with her. And they have an event coming up, Hoka Shoe, and then also Nike. So they want to partner with her and do things together. And there's a restaurant that also sponsored her. And this was like her first event, guys. She's 25. It was just so amazing. And, you know, me being Mama Bear, because she went with me a lot to networking. She's the youngest out of three. And so she's kind of like a single, you know, what do you call it? One like daughter, you know, child, like a, only child. Thank you. And so she had to go with me a lot of places to networking, and she viewed a lot. I'm not like trying to put a, like pat my own self, because she did this all herself. But I do feel, you know, there's a little bit of influence there.
Absolutely.
And but she was so determined to do this on her own, because I'm like, you need to thank your sponsors, you know, kind of whispering, you know, on the side. And nope, she did everything how she wanted to do. And her main theme, guys, was like diversity, all genders and all like fitness level. And regardless, if you can't run, you don't have to run, you can walk. I mean, it was just so great. And her very first session or verse deal that she had some firefighters there too. And they told other people, and there was people there that were like, you know, we were just thinking like, we wish we have this here. And then they spread, they saw her, her deal on Facebook. So I know it's a long story, but I'm just so proud of her. And so keep, you know, keep being a good example like you, Jason. And, you know, kids are paying attention. So just so happy about that. And then the event that I'm going to, you know, the Factoring Lady is multifaceted. And so I represent Legal Shield. That's, you know, I don't promote it a lot, because to me, that's more of an accessory if I do what I do. Obviously, I support business owners, been doing that for 30 plus years in all areas of really financial banking, more on the lending side. Carmen Wealth is more on the investment side and other things. But the Factoring Lady is going to an event today, and it is going to be, and it's in Houston, the ballroom. I'll drop the information on the chat here. It's from 9:30 to 11:30 Central Time. Anyone that wants to network, connect, add to their revenue stream, it's Legal Shield. If some of y'all may remember, it was called Prepaid Legal back in the day. I've been a member over 20 years, and I'm also an associate. So with that, I yield my mic, and I'm so grateful, and peace and blessings to everyone. Thanks for listening.
Nice. And, you know, real quick, Pat, if you look at it, you know how you said that you don't really promote it, it's just an accessory. I'm going to encourage you to integrate it as a part of your regular conversation, so it comes out of the shadows of just being an accessory, and you pose it as a strategy in what you do. And that way you're always building, but you're always giving people an opportunity to get that type of coverage for themselves. Because, you know, the legal aspect, there are a lot of great benefits to it that people don't realize that they need until they need it. So, yeah, I would say just see how you can integrate that into your regular conversation so it's not something that's just kind of hanging out in the background that you mention as an, oh, also, by the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that you're right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Gayla, great to have you, sis. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Gayla Ferry. I'm in the northern suburbs of Atlanta in Roswell, Georgia. Peace and blessings to all, Dr. Stacy, Carmen, Jason, everyone on the platform. Thank you, you know, for this opportunity. This first scripture that, you know, came to me this morning, Lamentations 3:22-23, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And that scripture resonates with me today because, you know, we wake up every morning and go into our prayer and our meditation and in our quiet place, at least I do, and just listen to the voice of God. And you know, last Sunday was one of those mornings when I was listening to the voice of God. And I realized that, you know, I hadn't heard from PLC McKinney in, you know, a couple of days. And I knew there was something that we needed to find out where he was.
Mm.
It was because of that, you know, we were able to rally up troops. I'm in Georgia, but somehow we pulled together a team in LA, and between here and there, you know, God revealed where he was. And it's been a miracle all week to watch him progress from where he was on Sunday to where he is on today, Saturday. And it's only by the grace of God that we're watching this miracle in motion. It's a manifestation. And it's not that, you know, you want to, you know, pry or be in anyone's, you know, private space of their life. But, you know, people say, you know, we want to be our brother's keeper or whatever, but we should care about each other.
Yes.
So fundamentally, with our neighbors, many of us, you know, after going through the pandemic, people are still living in some form of isolationism. A lot of people are still living alone. There are a lot of elderly people out there. I was working in healthcare for a number of years in Medicare, Medicaid, and they said that there are many elderly people that are ill. It's not because they're physically ill, it's because they're emotionally ill, because they're alone. And, you know, loneliness is, and isolation is one of the things that you know, cause people, their bodies to deteriorate in some form or fashion. And so all I can say is that we should maintain a level of connectiveness with our family and our friends. If it's a text, if it's a phone call, preferably we need to get back to phone calls so that mm-hmm. we can hear a person's voice. We text way too much, and we don't have that personal connection with people that we used to have. So I just pray that we all will do better for ourselves and do better for others and stay connected. I yield the mic.
Yeah. Wow. That is so important. You know, I think that it deserves to be reiterated. You know, the connecting with people voice to voice, FaceTiming and all of that so that you can check in. It's important. That's a timely message, Gayla. Timely message. And you don't know, because sometimes folks will be going through things, and if they are more so in the mode of serving and they aren't the ones that extends that voice when they need somebody to check it on them. And it can be very easy for folks to fall through the cracks like that. So, yeah, it's important.
With so many of us, Jason, you know, we are givers.
Yeah.
We give, you know, everything, and we don't get an equal portion back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jump in real quick because this is so important. I just put my clothes on. Good morning, y'all. I'm going to be real quick because this baby trying to crawl. She in that phase, so she's going to crawl right off the bed. But what I had to just say what Gayla said, because I've been, I don't want to use the word victim, but it's kind of like the story of my life. And one time I went to my pastor and said, you know, I was just so emotionally, like, you know, just in a way. And he, you know, what's wrong? I said, nobody sees about me.
Right.
Nobody calls to see how I am doing. Nobody calls, because I'm always the one that, you know, the giver, the one who pays people bills, the ones who show up at, you know, at a moment's notice. No one takes me out to lunch or coffee. Nobody just calls to say, hey, just calling to see how you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that is a bad feeling. And most people say, well, I figure you're just busy. Yes, I am busy. Busier than sometimes I choose to be. But don't mean that I don't need to be seen after or called, even though you see me in a way that, you know, from the outside looking in, oh my gosh, you got to, you know, this, that. No, everybody needs that. So I just had to jump in and say that. I'm going to try to jump back in when we get in the car, Jason. So give me a few minutes, but thank you for Gayla for saying that. We need to see about each other. All right. Amen.
And you know, you got to give those babies hugs and kisses, Carmen.
Yes, I do. I need to see some pics, because this one right here, one is in, she went to homecoming last week. The other one just turned 8 last week. And then this one right here. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be the one.
Homecoming. When did that happen? Homecoming?
Homecoming. Precious. Avery. Yes. Yes. Okay. I'll send you a pic.
My goodness. All right. Send me the pics. Love you.
Love you.
All right. We got Gina on the, and Gina, you know, but just a quick message here. We got an opportunity to meet Gina in person this past week. It was so awesome. She was in town for, well, I don't want to tell her story, but I sure got a story to tell. But it was just so awesome to meet her in person. All right, Gina, mic is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. And yes, it was so great to meet you, the Jason Hodge, and your sister, Katie. It was such a blessing and an honor as well. I am grateful. I've been saying for the last year that I've been living in script, walking in scripture. And that is so very true, because I was prophesied over years ago that my latter days would be greater than my former. And I couldn't imagine. But as Gayla and Carmen was talking about giving and sacrificing, that is what I have done in my younger years, and even to now, I would have to stop myself and say, okay, let someone see about you. Let someone, you keep checking on everyone. But in this last year, I've noticed that I do, it has been coming around, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so with that, the scripture that I want to share today is Ephesians 3:20, that God will do exceedingly and abundantly above anything you could ever ask or think. And so with that, I will say I had the opportunity to go to Seattle. My sister and I had been planning to go with my brother, and they were going to go over into Canada. And this was like 15 years or so ago, because my brother is since deceased. He got sick and then he passed. But she and I kept the thoughts of going to Seattle. She's turning 76 on tomorrow. And so she planned her trip. She planned a birthday trip every year. So she planned it. She called to tell me. And I said, well, I'm jealous. I say, I might hop on there too. And she said, well, come on. So then we made arrangements for me to get there. And so it was only overnight stay, but it was a full 2 days, and we had adventures, and we did, I got to meet, well, I've met her before in person, but I got to have breakfast with Kathy. She's on some of the other Clubhouse platforms that I'm on. And then I had sent a text to Jason so that hopefully I could meet them. So that evening I was able to meet them, and it was just such a blessing to be able to meet you all. And then I get back. So as I say, I'm just walking in miracles from God now. So I hadn't talked to anyone about the problems I've had with the vehicle that I told you all that I purchased, but it was used. And so it was a beautiful vehicle, but it was used. And so some of you may know I work for an attorney. And so when I told him the matter, he gave me, behind the scenes, he gave me the words to say. So I would go and talk to them. And then he said, send an email. Tell them that you're going to be out of town for 2 days and you hope that things will be resolved when you get back. Well, needless to say, it was not. So I had one more shot, one more thing to do that he had told me. But he was checking on me and saying, do I need to get involved yet? I said, well, let me try the very last thing that you gave me and let's see how it works. And so I did. I went in and sit down, and the finance manager said, well, let's just see about putting you in a brand new car. I told him, I said, I'm a senior. I have an special needs son, and we don't need any problems with the vehicle. And so then we worked that out, all the details yesterday. So it was to the point where they even delivered the car to us last night. So it was such a blessing. And all the while I was talking to my boss, he would call and say, and he said, you mean to tell me? I said, the car has 3 miles on it. He said, did you see the miles? He said, are you sure? Wow. And we went through that. He said, well, they did you right. He said, okay, so I don't have anything to say more to them, you know, because they did you right. So I thank God for where I'm walking right now, the blessings. And let me go back to the trip. My sister, as I mentioned, turning 76, and she doesn't walk that well anymore. Her knees hurt, but she was bound and determined to do some walking at the market. So we had to go down the little hill, the incline to the market, so that she could see. And so I just thank God that I've become very patient, especially with my siblings, where I don't just, you know, want to rush and do things. So I was very patient with her. And Seattle is such a beautiful place that this year, my son and daughter-in-law are homeschooling for the first time here in Texas. And it's so rich with history and present history that the kids could actually take in. So I'm going to offer to sponsor them a trip there as part of their lessons. And so possibly the spring of the year, they will get to go.
That is awesome. And they're going where now, you said?
He's homeschooling them. Uh-huh. And they're here in the state of Texas. So they travel, you know, to get some of their lessons.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want them to come to Seattle.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes. So hopefully,
especially if you're coming out with them again, because
definitely. Look, that's the caveat I have to attend.
Right.
Yes, I have the plans already in my head, so I've got to talk to him about it, and then we can get going.
Love it.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. God bless. Love you all.
God bless. Yeah. You know, and it was really great to see Gina. I got her message late because I was horizontal, I think, when she first sent a message. And so by the time that I saw it, it was the afternoon. We were, actually more towards the evening. We were heading up to Seattle. And we had a function that we had to go to with one of the banks that we have partnered with. And it was really awesome, great event. And then we reached out to Gina before we got to the event just to see, you know, what was going on, where she was at, and then coordinating on if we can get to see her. So we were able to leave the event early enough to get over to Gina to see her, give her hugs and all that, take some real quick pictures, get on a FaceTime with her and Kathy, and then jump to the next thing that we had to get to. So it was really awesome to see her. And so here's the thing, all of that to say that, and Carmen said this in one of the other prayer calls that we had, you know, maybe within the past month or two. And she says, you know, it's important that you make time to see folks when they're in town. And instead of making it inconvenient, find a way to get to see them, because it's rare that you get to see folks that you talk to online. And here it is that we're all brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so when they travel to different parts of the country, if you're anywhere near, it's a great idea to just figure it out and come to see them. So we got an opportunity to do that, and I'm so glad that we did. It's like we've known Gina forever. You know, it was such a great meeting. So just encourage you to do that. You know, looking forward to when Gayla comes to town. You hearing that, Gayla? Okay. So, you know, and really looking forward to when Carmen's on this side of the world doing her thing. And I'm pretty sure that now I said that there's going to be something coming up for Seattle or Tacoma where Carmen's going to be coming out here and giving the tips and the wisdom that she's got. And that way we can all get together and eat and cook and all the other good stuff. So, all right, Carmen, that should be on your radar now. All right.
Jason, let me add one more thing. The lady that I sit in the waiting area for us to board the plane here in Dallas, mm-hmm. Texas, was from Tacoma, Washington. And so as we talked, then when it was time to get ready to board, she gave me her seat number. She said, okay, good, you know, good talking to you. And she gave me her seat number, and I looked at her, and I left, and I had the very next seat. So we were across the aisle.
Nice.
And she said, we have got to exchange numbers. So I have a new friend also in Tacoma.
There you go. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow. See, small world, you never know. You never know. All right, y'all. Wow, this is something else. Okay, so we are, let me see who, I think somebody just raised their hand to pop on up. Let's see. Okay, so question. We are about to do the closing portions. Hold on, let me see what we got here. I'm trying to bring everybody up who's raising their hands. Okay, good stuff. There you go. Okay, hope that worked. All right. Okay, Stacy, Hollywood, good stuff, good stuff. All right. Okay, I see that you've got, all right, Hollywood, mic is yours.
Good morning. Peace and blessings. I had stayed down in the audience. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me do my protocol. Peace and blessings, everyone. I pray that all is well with you. Greetings to you, Madam President. I know you're out there doing your duty. And I was sitting listening in the audience because I was driving, but now I'm on my way to a meeting, but now I'm stuck in all this traffic. I don't know. There's a bridge. It might be a ship going across the water. So I said, it came right on time. God is always on time. But listening to everyone share and just talk about the goodness of God, the blessings of God, the song that was playing, it's like a song that really ministers to me, how God blesses us. He's in front of us, behind us, on both sides of us, and how he not only blesses us, blesses our children and our children's children. So it's important that we are, you know, have this legacy that we are living a righteous life and can testify that everyone has shared how God has provided, how God has protected in ways, you know, that he did exceedingly and abundantly. I did put my scripture in the chat, 11:6, that without faith, it is impossible to please him. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, yes, we must seek the Lord while he may be found also. But I had a meditation on my heart this week. I was inspired by this. It is a not the one by Mary J. Blige. I didn't know she had a song like that, but it's a, like a dancehall song, but it's called Runaway Love. And just thinking, how often or how many times do we run away from God's love? When we run away from opportunities, where we run away from people, from resources, all of these things. And I know when it first came, it came to me. And I'm like, I had to sit and reflect upon myself, God, what am I running away from? Am I scared? Is it fear? Is it lack of trust? So it's important that because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that was something that has been on my heart. And then just thinking about Jonah, that was out of disobedience. But all of these different ways where we may run away from God's love, even when he wants to help us to be better. Sometimes that's through pruning and sometimes that's through chastisement because we, you know, want to do things our way, which is, you know, that's the human thing. But we have to seek the Lord and knowing that when we seek him, he is a rewarder of them diligently. That's just not saying, oh, God, you know, that's not just a phone call or calling him up and say, God, I need this. It is like really on it. I'm doing all of this effort, not saying we got to work towards it, but definitely like man ought always to pray and not faint. That lady with the unjust judge is that type of situation. So I hope that y'all hear me okay, but I'm going to yield my mic and y'all have a fantastic day and be safe and definitely keep this nation in prayer. The leadership in prayer, though, I'm going to leave it like that. All those in leadership, God help us. And I yield my mic.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for that, sis. And your mic was coming through real good. It's coming through real good. All right. We got Stacy on the floor. Mic is yours, sis.
Good morning. Good morning. Am I coming through okay? Can you guys hear me?
Coming through well. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. So, wow. So I'm out walking. I'm in the Bahamas. We're here on day 9 of our 12-day trip. And so I'm out walking, just exploring some things that I hadn't explored since we've been here. And boy, it's interesting what Hollywood just talked about because, you know, just to be honest, I hadn't prepared a scripture, but I said, okay, since I'm going on stage, let me get a scripture. And I went to my daily Bible read, and the scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. And my share regarding that is yesterday was my husband's birthday, and come February, I'll have been married for 30 years.
Wow.
And anybody, yeah, tell me about it. Anybody who knows anything about marriage and, you know, long-term relationships, good morning, know that, excuse me, is that the Cove right there? That's the Cove building? I'm sorry, guys. Just give me one second. No, yeah, the band. I'm staying at Harborside. Can I go through or not? I just wanted, okay, I want to explore. Isn't there a restaurant here? I want to see the restaurant. Fish? Okay, I'll come back later. Thank you. I'll figure it out. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. So I'm walking around all the different towers. If you know anything about Atlantis, here on Paradise Island, there's a bunch of towers and different buildings. And I could preach on that, right? Access. Nice. He just said I couldn't get through. But I'm not going to talk on that. But anyway, here's the deal. So yesterday was my husband's birthday. And, you know, life is challenging. And relationships are challenging. And being who you're supposed to be in a relationship is challenging. And also, we all want what we want. We need what we believe we need. And we want the results and we want the feelings and we want the outcomes that we want. And in being married for so long, I've come to learn and I've heard people say, you know, marriage is just not about what you want or what you get. It's about who you are, who you become, and what you learn about yourself. It's like a mirror, many people said, what you learn about yourself. And ultimately, I understand it's also about whatever purpose God has for you as you serve and help others to, in fact, learn more about themselves, right? And to grow and to change. And so I'm just sharing that because, you know, I realize as we are getting more and more seasoned and marinated and different challenges, you know, we're here. My husband has a foot injury and, you know, different things going on. You know, kind of like at a different place. It's no longer about, you know, I mean, I have my days and my moments where it's, well, I don't get what I need. You don't understand me. You know, I'm not feeling loved the way I want to be loved. You're not speaking my love language. You know, all of that because right. We're all human. But you come to us. I just feel like we're at a different stage and my level of commitment and love doesn't take on the same flavor that it used to take on. My idea of love is not the same. It's not love is supposed to make me feel all these things, right. But love is about being there and supporting even when you don't feel that level of love that we all fantasize about or have fantasized about in our lives. And we think is, you know, that nirvana, as some people say, or that state of enlightenment where, you know, we just feel good because someone else is loving us. So I know I'm rambling a little bit, but it has been a bit of a revelation to me because now who I am and who I need to be in support of my husband and my family as our children get older. You all know I've had my family's had some challenges with my daughter, who at 27 was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer and had a double mastectomy last year. And no, that continues to be a challenge. But when you have all these different things that go on in your life, as we all do, people we love, people we know, people we're exposed to, who we're meant to be and what that love is supposed to look like and how we show up, it changes. And in time, we grow and we mature so that we understand that. And then ultimately back to what, in fact, Hollywood was talking about, the truth is who we become and how God uses us in these situations change. And that's how his love is imparted to us in the space and in the ways that we are connected with and serving others. So I just wanted to share that. And I just wanted to say how grateful I am for who we are and what we are here and how we get to connect with each other and fellowship and share and learn and grow. I appreciate that. And I just want to say that for those who don't know who I am, I'm from New York. I said I'm in the Bahamas, but I'm from New York and we travel a lot. So I'm enjoying this season of life because my husband retired last year. I still work, of course, from wherever I am. Another blessing that God, you know, has bestowed upon me the ability to do that. But I just wanted to share that. And I help people really to understand that there are ways and that we all show up. And the first part of understanding how to show up is understanding who we are, which starts with what our values are, the principles we stand on. And for us, we know that is the word of God and God's way, the kingdom way of living and doing things. And I had a revelation this week because I'm neurospicy. It means God has blessed me to be excited about, interested in, learn about, and even experience with a lot of different things. That's my neurospiciness, right? And in that, I had a revelation that really at the core, all of the things that I'm involved in, whether it's working with, you know, business owners or with organizations regarding systems and technology and AI, which I've been using AI for over 10 years. I mean, because I work with tools, you know, I've been using tools that have AI in it for a long time. So I absolutely help people in that arena. And I, again, have interest in other things and gifts and talents in other areas. And so the revelation that I got this week was that a lot of the different things that God has bestowed upon me and I'm interested in and that I as are part of the ways that I serve others and make, you know, and benefit it financially. In the essence of all of it is helping others, whether it's a business or individuals, to really understand and recognize and identify, if they haven't already, what their values and their principles are, what matters most to them, what they're anchoring themselves on, or, and who they are, how God has made them, and what their unique abilities are, whether it's the being neurospicy or anything else, but what makes them unique and how, because of that, they show up, right? And that you do that in the form of assessments and other ways of self-knowledge and self-understanding. And then how to use everything else, whether it's technology and systems, which are always important, to maximize who they are. And in the Bible, we know it as increase. You know, the Bible talks about increase a lot, which is what maximizes. It's about leveraging and it's about really showing up as our best and doing everything we can, whether it's at work or in what we're creating for a corporation or team we're with. It's just about being aligned, being productive, which is getting the things done using the tools, technology, and everything else with, coupled with who you are, and ultimately having the results that you want to have. So that was a revelation for me to see that even more so as an underlying framework that floats across all of the things that I do. I'm writing a book, and so that's a part of it, and it made me realize that it applies in every area. And that is the true identity that God has given me. And it's taken many, many years for me to be able to settle and understand that so I can be clear about moving forward in my purpose, so I know how God wants me to serve others, how he wants to continue to bless me, and so that all these additional years that I'm going to live, because y'all know I'm going to plan to live to 150, because they say you can do that now if you do the right things to take care of yourself, which is why I'm out here walking. So anyway, be aligned, be productive, be maximized. God bless you all. Thank you for the opportunity to share. And I just hope that as I'm experiencing love and joy and seeing in different ways, that also runs through and is also a gifting, because I think it's a gift to see love at a whole nother level. As God loves us and loves us, how we also then show up for others and love them in the way that he has loved us. Thank you, guys. Jason, you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. You know, that red bar is something else. Okay, wow. You know what, Stacey? I love, absolutely love that share. And it gave me an opportunity to think about all of the ways that, you know, just in how technology, you know, because you talked about how you have been working with AI for 10 years. And I mean, quite frankly, you've been working for with it even longer than that. But here it is. Now we're.
I was going to say 10, but you're right. 10 plus. You're right.
Yeah. Because, you know, there's so many things that were inside of that space and are inside of that space that people don't even realize are AI. And that technology has been developing over that time. I remember back when, just before Yeshaya was born, you know, that's my firstborn, I was in the doctor's office and they were talking about artificial intelligence and synthetic neural networks. Back then, that was on the cover of Science Digest, or one of those, you know, science papers that was in the waiting room magazines. And, you know, as I was reading through the publication, it was talking about how they were wanting to and were working on, actively working on, the network building itself. So now what we have, we've got synthetic AI that's on us right now. So it's just that these things, they have their space. And if we understand how to leverage them so that we're, for one, not left behind, but also so that we can get as many things done productively at this stage, because there's going to come a time where, yeah, I think that it's going to get real. I think it's going to go left. But there are certain things that will be happening at this stage that we need to be aware of. And this is why these kind of conversations are important. So I'm looking forward to more talks that you're going to give in relation to that and what you do with organizations and all that in relation to what we've got with this AI and with synthetic intelligence and technology and systems and all of that. So stay tuned. I think that that'll be a great podcast, a great interview.
Thank you for that. And Jason, you know what? Since you just said that, I do want to share one thing. This is the premise of the book that I'm working on. And I just want to share this because I think this can have great value for everybody. It's a good learning moment. One of the things that's happening, I don't know, there's a term out there. If anybody Googles it, you can find this term called work slop, S-L-O-P, work slop. And work slop is what they're talking about is happening because so many people are utilizing AI and creating things, and they're just creating what really is work slop or a lot of crap. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because the premise of my book is about, it's like anything. So I've been, systems has been the umbrella that I've used to talk about all the different things that I do for many years. And one of the things that happens with any trend, AI is really a trend, or it's trending, right? In that, not saying it's a trend and that it's going to go away, but it's trending because everyone's talking about it and realizing that it has great value and they should use it. Some are afraid and, you know, there's a lot of things. But what people need to absolutely realize is that no technology, including AI, including anything else, the internet, the computers, or anything else that people are running after saying, thinking is going to suddenly magically make everything okay in their business or their life is going to actually do that. The truth of the matter is, if you don't have a full understanding of what is going on to start with. So this is where this principle comes back of what I just talked about. So we start with, where are you? What do you have? What do you bring to the table? Where are you? What's going on? So from in a business perspective, and what the book is still going to talk about is the fact that I tell people you have to have your BI before you focus on AI or to get your AI right. And what I mean by that is business intelligence. And that also applies to personal, but in business, it means what's happening, what's working, what's not working. That's your business intelligence. What does your data tell you? You don't have data set up, and that's one of the types of systems you need to set up in your business at whatever level you're at. But you have to have that so that when you decide you want to utilize technology or anything else to help your business, then you know where to start. You're starting from a place of an informed place so that you can make the right decisions, not just decide, oh, I'm going to go use this, I'm going to do this, and it's going to make everything okay. Because no, it's not. If you just put it on top of the same shoddy infrastructure and lack of systems that you already have, then you're not going to get what you desire. You're going to spend a lot of time and energy and money and resources and find out that you are either putting yourself in a deeper hole because you're now losing integrity and faith and face with your clients or potential clients, and or just creating all the work slop and all the mess that's going to make you put you in a worse position than you currently are at. So I'm just saying that just as a way of saying that it's important that everyone realizes it's a tool, it's a great tool, but it needs to be used effectively. It needs to be used based on the foundation, as I said, of who you are and what you bring to the table, what's going on in your business, so that you don't create more chaos and more confusion and become overwhelmed with all the different systems and tech that is not right for you just because you think you want to use this thing that everyone's saying is wonderful, but you don't know how to use it and apply it to your business.
I could not agree more. You know, and it's kind of interesting because, you know, when it comes to AI, if you don't know where you ultimately want to end up, like, what's that big picture? It makes it impossible to even direct AI, because then you end up with just a bunch of details without an end goal objective. Yeah.
For sure. You got it.
Yeah. And one last thing in that, if you're using AI as the tool, then its job is to enhance and make more efficient what you're doing. So you're taking your expertise and then you're putting workers in place to carry out things. If you're not leveraging expertise and not asking the question to fill in those gaps, those blanks, you know, because you've got to know what to ask. You know, you've got to know how to ask the right questions. If you don't do that, then I could imagine that the work slop that you talked about here, that's the first time I heard it, so that's going to be an interesting word to dig into. It's going to produce more of that. And if you don't know how to check that to make sure that you're not just pulling the latest things that trended and ended up at the top of the search engine as relevant, and the AI itself doesn't know to say, hey, this is garbage, this is real, this is garbage, this is real, you end up having a report that is full of absolute garbage. So, yeah, that's a huge problem. I see a lot of people, they'll write books using AI, and they figured, let me just go ahead, put a prompt in and then let it spit something out. And then I'll take that, slap my name on it and publish it. You got to be careful. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into a nice geeky conversation with you around that.
Can I just for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, the legal world is embracing AI, but they're doing it very gingerly. Mm-hmm. Also, with the statutes and laws that we have to use, mm-hmm. and quote, and guidelines, you know, and quote, you AI will give it to you, but you need to go back and do the actual research to see, yes, if that particular statute says that,
yes,
that particular thing, or if it's all fashioned in the same way. And then the last thing I'll say is that on ChatGPT, I saw the disclaimer at the bottom where they're saying that, you know, they gather this information, but you need to do your own research, mm-hmm. to make certain to verify that it's all legitimate.
Yeah. And there's certain things that you do inside of your prompting to ensure that, to make sure that you are properly citing things and that you have something where it is searchable. Because I've seen where you plug in things and the information that it brings back to you, when you click on the links, it doesn't even go anywhere. And you'd be surprised at how often that happens. And if you don't know what to look for, what you're looking at, or if you're rushing, again, back to the be anxious for nothing, you'll grab that run and think that you've got something and don't get up there and then give a presentation. And it turns out that all of it is fluffery or work slop, you know. So, yeah, there's some things that you do have to keep in mind. And this is where you've got to engage your expertise. And you take that as a way to help make you more efficient. Don't take it as a way to shirk your own due diligence to not know what you're talking about in the areas. So, yeah, okay, there's a lot there. Yes.
Y'all can jump back in, AI. I just wanted to say something before I can't speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning again. This is Carmen M. Pereira, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur and God's Economic Ambassador. I'm about to be at a youth conference speaking to middle school and high school students about using money as a tool, and that money is not your master, just a tool. As Proverbs 3:9 says, that you're supposed to honor God with your wealth. So I'm going to be teaching these young people on how to really view money God's way. So I'm excited about that, and to be able to pour into our young people this morning from a biblical financial capacity. So I just wanted to put that in the atmosphere. It's never too early to start training our young people on the way in which they're supposed to use God's money. Y'all know the story of the five jars that I've taught my grandchildren on how to allocate money. So I'm going to be teaching these young people this morning too on how to allocate money the correct way. Alrighty, I gotta go. I love y'all. I'll see you, God willing, next week.
Love it, sis. Hey, and look, God be with you when you're there. That's going to open up so many eyes and so many hearts to how they need to steward their finances. That's going to be an absolute amazing thing for them. So, and for you too, sis. So God bless you in that. All right. And Auntie Roz, Dr. Small herself, she posted this and would like this read. So this is the October 10th, I think it's the devotional. Trust me enough to let things happen without striving to predict or control them. Relax and refresh yourself in the light of my everlasting love. My love light never dims, yet you are often unaware of my radiant presence. When you protect yourself, when you project yourself into the future, rehearsing what you will do or say, you are seeking to be self-sufficient, to be adequate without my help. This is a subtle sin, so common that it usually slips by unnoticed. The alternative is to live fully in the present, depending on me each moment, rather than fearing your inadequacy, rejoice in my abundant supply. Train your mind to seek my help continually, even when you feel competent to handle something by yourself. Don't divide your life into things you can do by yourself and things that require my help. Ooh, that's good. Instead, learn to rely on me in every situation. This discipline will enable you to enjoy life more and to face each day confidently. That's Psalms 37, 3 through 6, Philippians 4, 19. And that's out of the New King James Version. All right. And you know how Auntie Roz loves King Jimmy. All right. So that is her share. And that is a great thing to think about, because there are a lot of things that we can in our own might and our own intellect do. But the bigger question is, what is God having us do? What is he calling us to do? What has he purposed for us to accomplish? You know, I've seen a lot of folks when they quote unquote arrive, if they haven't gotten that piece together to understand God's leading in their life, then they could really mess things up when they quote unquote arrive, because at this point they're no longer leaning into what is God saying. They are now doing what they think that they're big and bad enough to do. We've got to make sure that our walk puts us more in the space of yielding to our Father's Spirit, so that when we do come into the fullness of his blessings and all of that, we've already gotten down, hey, I only go by his marching orders. Because that will keep you from making the mistake of, now that you've got means, you start becoming the provider instead of getting your orders from the provider. Remember what King David said? He asked, hey, should we go up to fight or not? He would ask that question. Now, they had the wherewithal to overtake the kingdoms, but he had to know, hey, are we going to be victorious if we do this? Doesn't matter how many they have or how many we have or how little we have. I need to know, if I go up, am I going to be victorious? Are you calling us to do this, or do we need to sit this one out and let you do your work? We've got to be that person, those people, in everything that we do, to make sure that we're not making a misstep, because we have the ability to do things. So love that passage. Thanks, Roz. Absolutely appreciate that. All right. So any final words? Because it looks like we are at that space where we're going to start landing the plane. Go ahead, Gayla.
I just want to say, next week I won't be here. I'm going to be in Raleigh, Durham. I'm speaking at a conference there, a summit, International Scholar Summit, and I'll be speaking on the subject of food security equals economic and bridging the gap with biosecurity, basically talking about the food supply, not only here, but also on the continent of Africa, and what the challenges are, and how we can bridge the gap between our knowledge and expertise here and what's needed there. They say that Africa is the breadbasket of the world with 65% of the arable land, and we very well may be getting some of our food from there at some point as entities here are shutting down farms here, and we're starting to see a level of food insecurity here that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. That's something we'll be speaking on next Saturday.
Wow, that's great. And then so when do you head there? Are you going to be heading there during the week, or
Well, on Friday. I'll be leaving on Friday.
Okay.
I know it's supposed to be a hour and 30 minute flight, I think. But, you know, with all these air traffic things going on, please pray for me.
Look, you are definitely in our prayers. Wow. Okay. That's going to be great, Gayla. And yeah, that's going to be great. So, look, we're going to have to jump on a call before you leave. We may have to even do some snippet interviews real quick because I've been going through some of the old footage and stuff, which is really phenomenal. And it's kind of funny because your technology popped up in a conversation about what does it look like when you have produce that could not be shipped before, and now it can, and make it to its destination. So, I mean, I know that you're on the cutting edge of stuff, and it's going to bless a lot of people.
Amen.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, y'all. So this is absolutely amazing. And I just want to, Darren popping up. Okay, good stuff. I just want to encourage you, whatever lane it is that God has given you to roll in, okay, to drive, really commit to driving that lane. Because what he's given you, he's not given to anybody else. And we have to be very stewardly, I don't even know if that's the word, but you know what I mean when I say that, about really honoring the master with the gift that he has given us and asking him for the instructions on how to use it, when to use it, where to use it, and how to develop it, because he does expect a high return on investment. What did he show inside of the scriptures with the talents, the servants that he gave the talents to? He gave 1, 5, 1, 2, 1, 1. And the one that had the one buried it. He was definitely into scarcity. The one that had the 5 doubled it. The one that had the 2 doubled it. And they ended up getting more. And so it shows that when you utilize the things that God has given you, you leverage it, you multiply it, you're all actually multiplying your own capacity. And then because you were faithful in that little, you've actually built systems inside of yourself to be able to hold more. So then you get the increase. If you notice with the ones that did increase, he gave them more. So we've got to look at what has he given us? How are we supposed to apply what he's given us? And then what does that increase look like? What was that prayer of Jabez? He asked for his territory to be expanded. And he asked for God to be with him, that he would not do harm. He would not inflict pain and all of that. Our territories are important. And so what he's given us to master, all of the things that he's given us, that helps us to be ready to take on the other things that are on the other side of that mastery, the other side of that usage of the tools that he's told us, here, use this. What was the guy? Katie tells me about this guy, and I'm trying to remember his name. He was the one who wielded the spear. If any of you can remember that name, was it Hananiah? But he wielded his spear so well that it was like one with him. That was the tool that the Father gave him. And so because he used it so well and every day, and he defended the cattle and sheep and all of that with it, he was like the martial artist. He knew how to work that spear as if it was just an extension of his own body. And that's how our talents are supposed to be used. We work with them, we hone them, we get the marching orders from our Father to know how to apply them, how to apply them in principle and in deed. And then before we know it, it's just an extension of us. What gift has he given you? What talent has he given you that is becoming an extension of you to where you can know that thing frontwards and backwards, and you know how to apply it in situations that others can't even see how it fits in there, but you know how to make it work in those situations and that it can return some amazing results. Think on that and ask God to give you wisdom and how to use everything that he's given you, where to apply it. All right, so I'm seeing Darren on the floor. Darren, mic is yours, brother.
Great morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Great morning to Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended families, but there's quite a few of them, especially this one. We're for good health and strength, a place to call home, some food to eat. I got two clothes I put on. Let me get to my, I'm not home, so I'll have my usual, you know, protocol. So give me a second. My scripture is John 16:33, because I usually read from the King James Version. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, but in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And we all know those things that happen to soul. Fast, but we don't have time for that today. But I want to get back to what Hollywood is saying about, you know, us reaching out to people. I mean, everybody's busy to a certain extent. But I'm a person who, especially, but even if I haven't talked to you in a while, I don't mind picking up the phone and, you know, calling people. Just and like you said, there's nothing else. How you doing? There's nothing else. But, and like we have our, you know, well, what we call our regular marathon, you know, every week. But I got a couple of friends who, you know, are from New Orleans. I mean, a couple of us, you know, they have, you know, relocated, but we still talk. And we get to talking. And before you know it, we're like, we done had this marathon. But like we was all saying, you have to, I mean, I take some time. I know people, you know, of course, working like I am. So there are times when you can talk, but when you can't, I'll pick up a phone and talk to you in a minute. I don't have no problem with that. So saying, you know, we got to, especially if you have a talk to somebody. I'll tell my colleague just the other day about, I have a friend of mine. We haven't met in person. We both, you know, tech people, so we just communicate on a pretty regular basis. So I'm reaching out. I haven't heard of for a while. So when I finally caught up with him, oh, man, I was in the hospital. Okay, well, had you, I don't want to get into it, I'll get a little ticked about that. But anyway, you know, with all this technology, the telephone still works. If you use it, you know, I mean, something nice, you lose it. If you don't use it, you lose it. We're not going to lose the telephone, but if you can, pick it up and use it. I mean, I'm just, you know, I talk to people for hours. I don't have no problem with that. But because I see people, like you said, they text and email. I'm not doing it too. I'm not saying, but I will pick up a phone and say, you know, if nothing else, how you doing? Because in fact, one of my good friends from back home, he just had surgery. He called me, he told me he was having surgery. Mm-hmm. This was like a week and a half ago. So I said, okay. Well, you know, we talk. So I mean, we talk pretty regular. So this was Tuesday last week. So I think, you know, everything was good. I mean, I called him yesterday just to know, check him on how he's doing. So when his wife answered the phone, I'm like, oh gosh. I'm like, okay. Because if he didn't answer the phone, I'm like, okay. See, maybe I said that was Rittenbach, it was he was in a critical care unit. I'm like, oh my God. So like, okay, as you know, I've been praying for a minute about prayers, like praying. Then she texted me again last night, well, later on the team and said, he's moving slow, but he's stable. I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm like, we've been friends for at least 30 years. So, I mean, he's like a brother to me. So, I mean, I'm glad he's no, of course, not out of the woods yet, but this is stable because I was really getting, you know, a little excited. But anyway, just pick up the phone and talk to people. It don't cost you nothing. It may take a little time, but it's worth it. That's what I'm saying. So get on my so like I'm actually at a meeting. I hadn't started yet. So I said, well, let me jump in right quick because we probably get started pretty soon. I wanted to just jump in right quick. But so that's my little thing for today. I know I have an appointment next Saturday. I should be able to jump in next week. But I just want to get on and you know, do what I do. So I love you guys, and hope I'll be around next week. Love you too, bro.
Thanks for that share. All right. Good stuff. Well, looks like we have had some great shares today. Great conversation. Great content. Looking forward to the replay here, because I'm sure that there was a lot of nuggets that we could all pick up. And for those of you who have not yet checked out the resource page, you can go to faithpreneur.me. That is the VIP prayer call resource page. It's got some good stuff on there, areas where you can tap into, great information. And also, let us know what you'd like to see on there. You could either do that by messaging us or popping into the Destiny Designers University community on Facebook. So this has been an amazing day. I'm hoping that you all are getting your rest. And for those of you who are observing Sukkot, you know, Chag Sameach, looking forward to all that it has. It's a lot of great reflection. And if you've not checked it out, look it up in scripture. You will learn so much about what it is to tabernacle with the Lord and what it is to build your own sukkah and spend some time in that and fellowship, reflecting on the Father and what he does for his children and what the season is all about. So it's great stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff that we've got that we're learning and applying. And I'm going to tell you, there is such peace wrapped up in following what the word actually says to do. So to God be the glory. All right. So if there's no other input, no other shares, nobody else wants to pop up on the stage, then we will bring the room to a close. You all make sure that you keep Gayla lifted up in your prayers as she is going on to her conference the next Saturday, that God will be with her and that doors will open as they hear solutions, and that she will make a lot of inroads, a lot of connections, and expand what she's doing and what God is having her do, that will expand exponentially. All right. Okay, good stuff. All right, so Sister Gina, would you be so kind to pray us out?
Okay, Mark and I.
Okay, hey, Mark.
Oh, and I do want to say, I don't know if I was remiss in saying that you and Kata were so warm. It was as though I already knew you all as well. So that's what this platform does for
us.
Yeah. And we know each other's families and things.
Exactly.
Let us pray.
Exactly.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another opportunity for us to come together in such a manner as we have, because you said in your word that where two or three are, there you are in the midst, and we feel you in the midst, and we always do. We thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you for Dr. Stacy, the visionary of this room, of this ministry, that you are blessing her exponentially, and we thank you that she is in a place right now that you're taking care of her as she is taking care of, I believe it was a homegoing of someone. They are celebrating a life. So we ask that you be with them and grant peace to that family as well. We ask that you continue the healing virtues is going out for Dr. Smile and for all of the others that we may not know who are sick on this platform or in this family. And then we ask, Lord God, that you be with us until we meet again next week. Bless and seal everything that was said today, and let it be for your glory. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, sis. All right, y'all. So, God willing, next week, same time. And the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2. Y'all have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.